Let us now move to section 4 on the subject of communication, the essence of it being a two-way process. It's estimated that we spend two-thirds of our life, our waking hours, in some form of communication. First, we'll deal with the subject of communication with God through prayer. And then we'll go into communication with His children. Prayer, or communicating with the Lord, is in many ways similar to communicating or talking with another person. Let us explore 5 of these ways and then consider 6 principles of prayer. First, true communication is a two-way process. It is a dialogue, not a monologue. We all experience from time to time how unsatisfying and boring it is to have a conversation with someone when there is nothing of mutual interest. Words may be exchanged, but meaning is not. But whenever we experience a genuine talk with someone, even though it may be a subject of little importance, if both are interested in it, how satisfying that communication is. It is not the importance of the subject so much as the depth of interest that matters. Thus, in a communication with the Lord, the first requirement in making it a two-way process is that we have genuine, real interest in the things that the Lord is interested in. Second, communication is mutual understanding. People need sufficient dialogue back and forth to be certain that they understand each other. With the Lord also, our communication should result in mutual understanding. We must become open and honest in our expressions of feeling and thought, in our efforts to understand ourselves, to be understood by the Lord, and to understand Him. Seeking to know the Lord's will is essential to two-way communication and to mutual understanding. Attention to the Scriptures, a true attitude of worship and meditation, these are all helpful in understanding the Lord. If we are not sufficiently open and honest with ourselves, we may not be able to distinguish between a self-voice of doubt or fear or hope or guilt or whatever it may be and His voice. Third, true communication results in mutual influence. When people truly understand each other, they are open to each other's influence. But until people feel understood, they cannot be influenced because they feel that whatever is told them doesn't quite pertain to them in their own unique situations. For instance, suppose your child is sick and you desperately telephone your doctor, but before you feel you have accurately described the symptoms, he gives you a prescription and some advice. You can't help but feel some distrust toward this advice. It wasn't based upon understanding. Does this mean that communicating with the Lord is a process of mutual influence? That not only I am influenced by the Lord, but that the Lord is also influenced? Yes, I believe it means exactly that. The Scriptures are replete with examples of how the Lord's behavior toward us is influenced by our behavior toward Him. He indicates that He works with us and through us according to the level of our faith. Fourth, the crucial dimension is the relationship. Another highly significant way in which communicating with the Lord is similar to communicating with other people is that communication is not so much a matter of words as it is of relationships. All of us have experienced situations where, because relationships were strained, we had to be very careful about the words we used for fear of giving offense, causing a scene, or being misunderstood. In such situations, how easy it is for further misunderstandings to take place. People become suspicious and distrustful, making a person an offender for a word instead of attempting to gather in the meaning of that person's words. Each of us has been in situations in which the relationships were so unified and so harmonious, we could seemingly communicate without words. In fact, so much mutual understanding and good feeling existed that we didn't have to watch our communication techniques at all. The important thing in all of this as it relates to prayer is that our communication with God is more a matter of our relationship with Him than the words we might use. The Savior in both the Meridian dispensation and this last dispensation explicitly condemned those who draw near to Him with their lips but are far from Him with their hearts. In other words, they may say that they are interested in the Lord's things, but their hearts are on other things. The relationship is strained. They are like strangers with each other. For how knoweth a man the master whom he has not served, and who is a stranger unto him, and is far from the thoughts and intents of his heart. Mosiah 5:13. 5. The key to a relationship is trust. Trust is born by having had experiences with each other that are trustworthy or honorable. If I make a promise to a person and don't keep it, then we don't feel good about each other. Prayer also must be a two-way process resulting in both mutual understanding and mutual influence, and it is a matter of relationship, not words, born of having trustworthy experiences with each other.